This episode covers how to talk to your wife when sex has gone stale. You've rehearsed this conversation in your head a dozen times and still haven't started it. What you're getting here are opening lines that lower the stakes and a way to climb into the harder conversation at her pace. You already know something has changed. Maybe it's been gradual enough that you can't point to a specific moment, but the warmth that used to be automatic now requires effort. And the physical closeness that felt easy has become something you plan around rather than reach for. Here's what most men underestimate. She knows too. She may not have the words for it either, but she feels the distance, notices the reduced reach for each other. And if she's been with you long enough, she's probably telling herself a story about what it means. The story she tells herself, when you stay silent, is rarely he's fine with everything. It's more often he's checked out, or he doesn't find me attractive anymore, or we've become roommates, and he's accepted it. Your silence reads as a verdict. On your end, staying quiet has its own slow cost. Every week, the conversation doesn't happen. The gap gets a little more normal. You start to adjust your expectations downward. You stop reaching because it feels pointless. And eventually, you're both living with something neither of you chose. The conversation you're afraid of is not the conversation you actually need to have. The one you're dreading involves accusations, defensiveness, and someone walking away hurt. The one that actually needs to happen is far quieter than that. Stale sex is almost never about attraction fading or the relationship failing. It's about accumulation. Years of stress, exhaustion, small unresolved tensions, and the gradual shift from choosing each other to assuming each other. The desire is often still there. It just got buried under everything else. Research on long-term couples shows that physical intimacy follows emotional intimacy, not the other way around. When couples stop turning toward each other emotionally, the small bids for connection, the jokes, the brief check-ins, the physical closeness usually follows the same trajectory. You're not just dealing with a sex problem. You're dealing with a connection problem that showed up in bed first. There's also something worth knowing about what's happening for her. Women in long-term relationships often report that desire requires feeling emotionally safe and genuinely seen by their partner. When that sense of being seen has eroded through years of small disconnections, desire erodes too. This doesn't mean she's broken or that you failed. It means the emotional climate of the relationship is the foundation that everything else rests on. You didn't let the climate go cold on purpose, but you can start changing it on purpose. Most men who finally try to raise this topic make one of two mistakes. The first is waiting until frustration drives the conversation, which means it comes out as pressure or criticism. "Why don't you ever want to be close anymore?" sounds like an accusation, even if you didn't mean it that way. She hears it as blame, gets defensive, and you're now further apart than before you started. The second mistake is the other extreme, hinting and waiting for her to bring it up. This protects you from the discomfort of being direct, but it puts the emotional labor on her and usually goes nowhere. If she hasn't raised it yet, she may be waiting for you, or she may not realize how much it's weighing on you. There's a third failure mode worth naming, bringing it up at the worst possible moment. Late at night, after a tense evening, right after she's gotten into bed, when one of you is stressed about something unrelated. Timing isn't everything, but bad timing is enough to sink a conversation that would have worked otherwise. What you're looking for is a low-pressure entry point that frames this as something you want to build together, not a problem you're putting on her plate. Think of this as a ladder, not a single leap. The rungs move from low stakes to more honest, and you climb based on how the conversation is going. You don't have to reach the top in the first conversation. Rung one, name the closeness gap, not the sex. Start with connection, not the specific problem. "I feel like we've been in our own worlds lately" is true, non-accusatory, and opens the door without putting anyone on trial. This is your entry point. Rung two, express what you miss, not what you want. "I miss us" hits differently than "I want more sex." One is an invitation. The other sounds like a request she might feel unable to fill. You're not asking for anything yet. You're naming something you've lost. Rung 3. Ask what she's experiencing. Most men skip this entirely. After you've named your own experience, you ask about hers. Not why don't you want to be intimate, but how has this been feeling for you lately? This turns the conversation into an exchange instead of a negotiation. Rung 4. Share the honest want. Once you've had rungs 1 through 3, ideally across more than one conversation, you're ready to say what you actually want. I'd like us to make more space for being close, not just logistics. That matters to me. This is specific, not demanding, and it gives her something to respond to. Rung 5. Invite her into problem solving. What would help you feel more connected to me puts her in the role of expert on her own experience, which she is. You're not asking her to fix your frustration. You're asking what she needs in order to want closeness. That's a very different question. You may only get to rung 2 in the first conversation. That's fine. You're not trying to resolve everything. You're trying to establish that this is something you can both talk about. Now, let's get into the actual words. Script 1. The soft open. For when you haven't talked about this at all yet, and you want to open the topic without alarm, find a quiet moment when you're both relatively relaxed, not in bed, not right before sleep. Side by side works better than face to face for hard conversations. A drive. Doing dishes together. Sitting outside. Say this. I've been thinking that we've felt kind of disconnected lately. Not in a bad way, just distant. I miss feeling close to you. Just pause and let her respond. Why it works? You're not asking for sex. You're not blaming her. You're naming a gap and expressing that it matters to you. That's hard to push back against. Most partners hear this and feel relieved someone finally said it. What happens next? She may agree. She may deflect. She may ask what you mean. All of those are openings. If she says, I've noticed too, you're already at rung 3. If she seems guarded, stay warm and don't push for resolution in this conversation. Script 2. Naming the physical distance. For when you want to specifically acknowledge that the physical closeness has changed without making it a demand. Same timing rules apply. Come in soft. This is not the conversation where you catalog everything. You're naming one thing. Say this. I realized I can't remember the last time we were just physically close without it being purposeful. Like we used to just reach for each other. I miss that. Just pause and let it sit. Then say, I'm not putting this on you. I know I've probably pulled back too. Why it works. Acknowledging your own part removes the implicit accusation. You're describing a shared reality, not assigning fault. The word miss is doing a lot of work here. It signals desire without pressure. What happens next? This tends to open genuine conversation because it's emotionally honest without being demanding. Watch for whether she opens up or goes quiet. If she goes quiet, give her space. If she opens, stay curious. Ask, what has this been like for you? Script 3. Asking about her experience. For when you've already had one conversation about distance, or she's been showing signs she has something she wants to say. Don't use this one in the middle of a tense moment. This is a follow-up to something already opened, not a first move when things are charged. Say this. I've been doing some thinking about us, about the distance we've both noticed. I want to understand what's going on for you. What is the last well felt like from your side? Just listen. Don't explain yourself. Don't problem solve yet. Why it works. You're asking about her experience, not building a case for yours. Most women in long-term relationships carry a significant amount of unexpressed feeling. When you ask genuinely, and then actually listen, without pivoting to your own experience, it's often the moment the dynamic shifts. She may say things you didn't know. Let her. What happens next? Whatever she says, your job is to reflect it back before you add your own experience. So what I'm hearing is you've felt like I've been somewhere else. Not yeah, me too. Give her experience room first. The connection here is real, Women who feel heard are significantly more likely to want physical closeness. This is the mechanism. Script 4. The honest want. For when you've had the softer conversations and feel ready to name what you actually want without it coming out as pressure or criticism. This one requires that some emotional safety has been built in earlier conversations. Don't jump here first. It's rung 4 for a reason. Say this. I want to be honest about something because I think you deserve to know. I miss being close to you in that way. I'm not trying to pressure you. I know it's been a while, and I know we've both been in our own heads. But it matters to me, and I didn't want to keep pretending it doesn't. Just pause for a moment. Keep your voice even. Then say, what would help you feel more connected to me? Why it works. The phrase "you deserve to know" positions this as respect, not demand. You're treating her as someone who can handle the real conversation. The follow-up question immediately hands the focus back to her needs, which prevents her from reading this as a complaint about what she's not providing. What happens next? She may answer directly. She may need time. She may have her own things to say. All of those are valid. Your job is to stay present and not fix anything in this conversation. Just listen. And let her know you heard what she said. Script 5. The recovery move. For when the conversation went sideways, she got defensive. You felt misread. Or it turned into something sharper than you intended. Now, you need to repair it. Wait until you're both calmer. Don't try to fix it in the same moment it fell apart. Give it a few hours. Or the next day. Say this. That conversation didn't go how I wanted it to. I don't think I said it well, and I think it came across as criticism when that wasn't where I was coming from at all. Just pause for a moment. Then say, what I was trying to say is that I miss you. That's really all it was. Why it works. Owning the delivery without taking back the underlying feeling is a specific skill. You're not apologizing for wanting connection. You're taking responsibility for how you brought it. That distinction matters. She doesn't need you to pretend you don't want closeness. She needs to know you're not blaming her for the distance. What happens next? In most cases, this resets the temperature significantly. Give her time to respond. Don't immediately try to reopen the original conversation. Let this settle first. How you naturally respond under stress will shape how this conversation needs to be set up. If you tend to keep the peace and avoid rocking the boat, your instinct is to hint and hope she picks it up, or to bring it up in a way that's so cushioned it barely registers. Be a little more direct than feels comfortable. The softness in your approach is good, but she needs to actually understand what you're asking for. I'd love for us to feel closer again. Only works if she hears the real request inside it. Say it plainly once. If you tend to go quiet or pull back when things get tense, you probably rehearse this conversation endlessly and never start it. The longer you rehearse, the higher the stakes feel. Pick a rung on the ladder, specifically rung 1 or rung 2, and say it before you've thought it all the way through. Imperfect and said is better than perfect and unsaid. If it goes quiet, stay in the room. Don't retreat to another part of the house. Your physical presence after a hard sentence is doing work even when you have no more words. If you tend to push harder when you feel unheard, the urgency you feel will come through in your voice, and she'll read it as pressure before she hears the content. Slow down significantly. Say one thing, then stop. Silence after a vulnerable statement is not a bad sign. It often means she's actually thinking about what you said. Resist the urge to fill it with more words. If you tend to get defensive when criticized, this conversation is likely to trigger you if she responds to your opening with something about what you haven't been doing. Your instinct will be to defend yourself. Instead, absorb the first thing she says, then say, okay, tell me more about that. Do not counter. What she's offering, even if it sounds like criticism, is probably data you need. How she responds to this kind of conversation depends a lot on the emotional dynamic you two have settled into. If she tends to push harder when she feels disconnected, She's probably been wanting this conversation before you were ready to have it. She may respond to your opening with a lot of stored up feeling. Don't try to manage the volume of what comes out. Let her get through it. Your job is not to absorb it as an attack, but to stay present and curious. The question, "What's been the hardest part for you?" gives her frustration a direction that isn't just aimed at you. If she's gone quiet and stopped initiating anything, she may have already reached the resignation point. She stopped pushing because pushing wasn't working. When you raise this topic, she may seem flat or skeptical rather than emotional. Don't interpret flat as hostile. What she needs from you is consistent follow-through over time, not a single compelling conversation. After you open this door, show up again in 2 weeks, and then again. The skepticism softens with repetition, not intensity. If she's always kept emotional conversations at arm's length, she may respond to any of these scripts with, "I'm fine. Things are fine." That doesn't mean she doesn't care. It may mean she genuinely processes differently and needs more space before she can meet you in this conversation. Don't push for more than she's offering in the moment. Plant the seed, let it sit, and come back to it days later with something small. "I've been thinking about what I said. Just wanted you to know I meant it." If you've been the one pulling away and she's been waiting, she may be relieved when you start this conversation, but she may also be hurt that it took this long. Make room for that. "I know I've been checked out for a while before you make any requests is not weakness. It's the thing that makes the rest of the conversation possible." She needs to know you're aware of your part before she can hear what you're asking for. Not every first attempt at this works. She might get defensive. You might say it wrong. She might go quiet and stay there for days. None of those outcomes mean the door is permanently closed. The most common reason these conversations fail is poor timing or delivery, not because the topic is actually undiscussable. If it went badly, give it 24 to 48 hours, then use script 5 to reset. If she says this is just how it is now, or you knew what you were getting into, that's not a final verdict. That's a signal she's been carrying this feeling for a while and has hardened around it as a defense. Don't argue the point. Come back to it from a different angle in a week. "I know last week didn't go well. I'm not trying to rehash it. I just want us to feel like we're on the same team again." The conversation needs to happen more than once. One conversation won't close a gap that took years to open. What you're building is the muscle of being able to talk about this without it becoming a crisis. That takes repetition, not perfection. When these conversations start working, the evidence tends to show up in small ways before it shows up in bed. She starts sitting closer. She initiates a casual touch, a hand on your shoulder as she walks by, her foot against yours on the couch. These are bids for connection. They're her testing whether the emotional climate has actually changed. Research from couples studies shows that partners who consistently turn toward each other's bids for connection, especially small, casual ones, maintain both emotional and physical intimacy at significantly higher rates than couples who miss or ignore those bids. Every response you give to a small bid counts. Physical closeness tends to follow about 4 to 8 weeks behind genuine emotional improvement, not immediately. So if you have one good conversation and nothing changes in bed that week, that's not a sign it didn't work. Keep going. The emotional climate has to become reliably warmer before she'll feel safe enough to want physical closeness again. The connection here is direct. When she consistently feels seen, heard, and like you're genuinely interested in her experience, her body relaxes around you. That relaxation is what opens the door to wanting closeness. You can't engineer desire, but you can build the conditions where it's likely to return. What is the one true thing I could say right now, without it being a complaint? "I miss us." That's the whole thing, really. She stayed in the conversation instead of shutting it down, even if she didn't have much to say yet. That's progress. You said something real without it turning into an argument. That's the actual measure tonight. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.